brand is that, yes, it'll custom made for you, and so it'll fit to your specifications to a T.
Erica Russo, the fashion director at Bloomingdale's, showed us around the heart of Shoe York, the new floor at Bloomingdale's flagship store at 59th and Lex, where flat shoes come in every shape, size, and color.
Fashion is having a love affair with flats. There are just so many options, from the mules to the loafers to the sneakers. There really is something for everyone.
There is, and especially for someone like me who has to wear flats now, like, it runs the gamut all the way, all the colors, all the prices, and all the embellishments. Sparkles, buckles, fringe, and faux fur. So whether you have a medical issue or you just want to be comfortable,
flats are not going away. They're just going to continue to evolve and get more special.
I was amazed at how many fashionable flats they had at Bloomingdale's. It used to be that women just wore flats for commuting, and that you carried your heels in your bag and you changed when you got to work. But now, like, we asked Stacey and Annika to wear flats this morning, and it wasn't like, oh, you asked me to wear flats, because they've come so far and there's so many cool ones.
There are so many cool ones. What's funny is you can even still wear your comfortable flats for commuting and then change into your nice ones, because it doesn't necessarily mean they're all comfortable.
Exactly. And that's what I've been trying to tell people, because of my rheumatoid arthritis, every flat is different. They're not all created equal. A lot of people are saying I should really be wearing something like a ballet flat, but it's too flat. So that's why I wear ones like these. You have ballet flats on them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got these from Target for like $20. I like to be comfortable. And when I was pregnant with both my kids, I love wearing heels, and I wore them up to like my last trimester.
Oh,
but then my center of gravity started to take over. And ever since then, because I'm always picking them up and running around with them, you know, I enjoy flats, especially for commuting.
And did you switch?
Yeah. I like to switch when I'm on camera, because it kind of gives you a more sleek look. I'm closer to the lights. You know, I love my lights.
But, you know, it's interesting, because the way you're talking about all the options, you can see in the most formal occasion people wearing flat shoes now. It's really what's comfortable to you, what feels good to you. It's the complete package, you know.
I see a lot of brides, too, doing that. They'll go with the flats, mm-hmm. and they have very fashionable ones, too.
Jamie got some good reactions on her Twitter poll.
Yeah, we were asking people when they wear flats, sometimes, always, never, and we had over, I think, 1,200 people respond, and most of the people said that they either sometimes or never wear high heels.
Here's one of the responses. Age is the reason that I make my shoe decision. My back hurts. High heels are uncomfortable. I never find cute ones anymore. Nicole sends a picture of her flats, because I love to be comfortable.
Oh, those are cute. Oh, yeah, she was like that. From a recent outing.
Nicole carved out a little bit of latitude, said flat or a slight heel.
Yeah, there's a lot. We were talking about it earlier. Annika was asking me about flat forms and wedges. I mean, that's a whole other story.
But you don't see people walking on the street so much with heels anymore. It's usually flats.
It's also hard to walk on the concrete.
That's so uneven, too.
Trying on your body, yeah.
Weigh in on social media, hashtag mornings on one. Tell us how you make your flat versus heel decision. We'll take a short break. Thank you, Jamie. When we come back at 8:27, a Brooklyn man.